views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Good evening. You are tuned in to Tando Radio Show. This is Scotty, the Black Talk Radio Station Manager, sitting in for Brother Dave as he attends to some important business. So I am sitting in for the news portion of his program. Of course, it is Wednesday, so we will have Wise Wednesdays with Brother Davis. And today's topic is the perversion of truth. Again, that's Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. He should be joining us here shortly. I will do my best to get through the news stories that Dave posted, which I posted in BTRCommunity.com, as I do have several more programs on Wednesday to produce. You need to get some information out, so that's what's up. Again, we do have to have each other's backs, and so since I'm going to be here engineering the program anyway, I might as well go and hold it down for Dave while he handles his business. All right, so like Dave always tells you when he comes on the air, please continue to support Black Talk Media Project. .org, that's our website. Name of the organization is Black Talk Media Project. Been around since 2008 as a new media organization. And so continue to support the efforts of Black Talk Media Project, because that's why you have the network called Black Talk Radio Network, as well as the BTR community. You can make a donation of any amount by just going to any of those web addresses of our homes at blacktalkmediaproject.org and blacktalkradionetwork.com. You will find some banners that will show you how you can make a donation. You can also send a check or money order to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. All right, so also, BTR Community, that's where Dave posts his news stories. He makes his threads for friends only, so unless you're a member and a friend of Dave and Tando Radio Show inside of BTR Community, you won't be able to get these links. I choose to make mine public for BTR News, but again, we set it up so that people can use the platform in total anonymity. It's also an ad-free network, meaning you don't see banner ads, anything of the sort like that. Since we are not trying to advertise to you and earn revenue that way, therefore, there's no need to data mine or put cookies and stuff like that, you know, that's tracking what you've been visiting on the web, where you've been shopping at, what you've been shopping for, And so we don't do any of that at BTR Community, but I think the most valuable aspect of it is you can use it in total anonymity so that you don't suffer repercussions for expressing religious views, political views, whatever. People will pick out the most craziest things, man. They will nitpick if they want to find a way to prevent you from obtaining certain opportunities, whether that's employment, financial opportunities. So, you know, we do have to be careful. You know, a lot of businesses, if you're using social media for businesses, that's great. That's great. But as an individual, you really have to be careful. Unless you're on social media as a means to make earn a revenue and what have you, you do not want to engage in too much political talk under your name on social media, which of course they are data mining you. So check out btrcommunity.com, just $24 a year for a subscription. And today, again, is September the 13th, 2017. It is a Wednesday afternoon, very busy day for Black Talk Radio. Great show that was on earlier. Check out the podcast. Go to tanyafreeandfriends.com. Yeah, great show today. Good job with the panel as they were talking about various issues, as they always do every Wednesday at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, tonight, following Tando, is New Abolitionist Radio. So stick around for that. And there should be a broadcast at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. I don't know because I haven't had a chance to look at my email, but there should be a broadcast of Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio tonight. Our sisters out of Houston, definitely hope they are able to get on the air. They did have a program last week, and she was not severely impacted as others. She was impacted, but Black Rose as well as the co-host Feather Light, they both live in Houston. So they were able to do their program last week, but definitely hope they are able to come on air again tonight, so that I'm sure people want updates. Of course, they have that fundraiser going for Mind, Body, and Spirit Houston Relief, again, which is Sister Black Rose as well as Feather Light. And she has even been sharing pictures and whatnot of some of the relief work that she has been engaged in Houston, and providing whatever relief that she can, helping out the neighbors in the community. So definitely keep it locked all night, the rest of the night, right here on Black Talk Radio. Some people, man, one time I was looking at our stats and what have you, looking at the station stats. Somebody in Germany really loves Black Talk Radio because they had it going for like 3 days. They never disconnected from the stream 3 days straight, you know, just Black Talk Radio. So I know, you know, Afro-descendant people, Black people, and more than Black people listen to Black Talk Radio for different reasons, but we do have a worldwide audience. So shout out to Germany. Y'all must really love Black Talk Radio because y'all sure keep it locked in. All right, so let's get to some of these news stories. Again, this is Scotty sitting in for Dave today for this broadcast of Tando Radio Show. It is Wise Wednesday, so we will be joined by Brother Davis, and he will be talking about the perversion of truth. And I do see Brother Davis on the line, so great. I see you, Brother Davis, and as soon as we get through these news segments, I'll definitely be turning over Tando to you so I can make preparations for New Abolitionist Radio tonight. So let's get started. Now, the first story comes to you from foreignpolicy.com. This is foreignpolicy.com, article written by Max Boot and Elias Groh. The Pentagon, the title is, "The Pentagon is spending $2 billion running Soviet-era guns to Syrian rebels." So what? I mean, are these replicas? Where did they get all of these old AK-47s? Because that's probably what they're talking about. Where are they getting all these old weapons? Is the Pentagon going to these warlords or arms dealers, crooked arms dealers, off-the-books arms dealers, and buying up some old, when they say Soviet era, I don't know what they mean by that except for alluding to the Cold War. And everybody know the... either the man, I can't pronounce it. It was just on the tip of my tongue. But it's the AK-47. It's their most popular mass-produced rifle, combat rifle, just as the United States military has the M16. And I'd rather have an AK-47 than an M16 any day because of less maintenance. And you can get it dirty, muddy, although you don't want to, but it will still have a higher success rate of firing correctly if it's dirty, as opposed to a M16, which requires constant cleaning. Okay, so but where are they getting this, and why are they going to try to say, I don't know, that the Soviets are arming ISIS or something, like has been accused of the United States as well as Israel and some others, arming ISIS, because they're part of the Syrian rebels too. So let me just briefly read this. The U.S. Department of Defense is reportedly still funneling billions of dollars worth of Soviet-era weaponry to anti-Islamic state groups in Syria with questionable oversight. In a joint report published Tuesday, the Organized Crimes and Corruption Reporting Project and the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network alleged that the Pentagon has given up to $2.2 billion worth of weapons to groups like the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces and the Kurdish People's Protection Units, or YPG. So, again, this is the United States sowing instability. They're still engaged in regime change. It was George W. Bush who first made public that they had plans on overthrowing Syria, and then that policy just continued through each subsequent administration. So it started with Bush. It was continued. Who came first? No, Bush came after Clinton. Yeah, Bush W. W came after Clinton. So it continued with Bush, and it continued under Obama, and it just continues. War is a racket. So, not surprised by that. Again, the American people engaged in mass demonstrations, descended upon Washington, D.C. when they were publicly debating in Congress whether or not to arm these people to get involved in the overthrow of Syria. And there was really no debate. They kind of like snuck it in with Libya. I guess they kind of kept that on the down low, and look at Libya now, totally destabilized. So as I said on BTR News, the United States, and MLK said this, is the greatest purveyor of violence all over the planet. They are the cause of much of the planet's instability, much of the war. So anyway, next story. This is from Bloomberg.com. The OECD sees more dangers in economy than in 2007. This is a video. Not sure if it has any writing. It does not. So let me let this load up. I do not know what the OECD, but they have all of these different committees, and some of them are government committees, others are non-governmental committees and think tanks, and they're just, it's a tangled web that they weave. So once this page loads up, I will attempt to play this video. I think I'm gonna go ahead and let me see, possibly skip this video. Let me see. It says OECD Economic and Development Review Committee Chairman William White discusses concerns he has about the economy. He speaks on Bloomberg Markets. So let me see if I can go ahead and let this play. I have this new plugin that stops videos from playing automatically because I don't want them to play automatically. So yeah, I'm having trouble with getting that started. So, but I do recall a news headline from today. They are saying that there are more jobs now, the highest job growth reported or jobs reported since I don't know when, highest ever, I think is what they try to report. and saying that the middle class income is the highest it's ever been. I'm not so sure I believe those numbers, because there's too many other contradictory information that's coming out that's still talking about the wealth gap. The disparities between the rich and the poor continues to grow. So possibly there could have been a surge in jobs because of Donald Trump talking like he was going to deregulate many of these industries and calling on these people to invest. But what type of jobs are these, though? What type of jobs? So I don't have those details. But this guy is saying that he sees more dangers in the economy than in 2007. So he's predicting a crash, sort of like Jamie Dimon, who last night was talking about Bitcoin is a fraud and is going to blow up. So it's you get all this conflicting information. I guess that's why people get paid a lot of money to be analysts, because you have to consider all of it. Next story comes to you from naturalnews.com. This story was shared also a couple of days ago, but how to check if your credit information was stolen by hackers who broke into Equifax. 143 Americans reported to be affected by this hack. As I have been reporting, that Equifax was trying to pull a fast one. Probably a lot of people are going to agree to a small settlement and not join the class action lawsuit that could arise because Equifax did not do its due diligence in protecting the personal information of people. And I don't even think you got to be a customer of theirs, because this is a credit agency, credit reporting agency, and they just pull public information on you with all the different your utilities, mortgages, all of that, and they give you a credit rating. And so you may have never chosen to be put in this database, but that's what they do, and therefore they could have your information in their databases that they have gleaned from the internet. Again, that's why they do a lot of data mining. But your information gets exposed through this hack, gets sold, and then next thing you know, your credit is damaged because of all these fraudulent purchases, because somebody's engaging in identity theft and financial fraud in your name. And so what they were telling people is what they said, that they were trying to offer you something. I can't recall what it was, if you took it, then you will be giving up your right to sue them or join any kind of class action lawsuits. But if you wanted to get this service that they were offering, that's what they were doing, like a credit monitoring, checking for identity fraud, and they were going to give it to you for free. But the catch was, if you signed up for it, you were also giving up your rights to sue them at a future date. You were basically settling right there, and you don't even know what the damage has been done yet. And the only way that you could get the credit monitoring service from them and still retain your right to sue was to send them a written letter within 30 days of taking that service from them. So you had to send a letter, snail mail, to them. You couldn't email them. You couldn't call them. You had to say that I retain my rights to sue you for not safeguarding my personal information that I didn't give you permission to be keeping in the database in the first place. So anyway, next story. This story comes to you from Your News Wire. Somebody named Baxter Dimitri, Planned Parenthood founder, planned to exterminate the black race. Says Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the world, is held up as a hero by liberals who claim she liberated women and ethnic minorities from lives of servitude. How is that possible when slavery and involuntary servitude still exists and sanctioned by the U.S. Constitution? It goes on to say, but the truth about Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood is a lot darker than liberals and ethnic minority leaders will have you believe. So that seems to have been written by one of them right-wing conservatives. Again, I don't allow them to suck me into the political label game, right is right, wrong is wrong, truth is truth, lies are lies. And so I've never seen anything that Margaret Sanger wanting to exterminate the black race, but the eugenics community that she was a part of, it wasn't just her. It was also the Hanes family that makes Hanes underwear that Michael Jordan is a spokesperson for, you know, selling underwear and T-shirts and whatnot. They were involved in it here in North Carolina. It wasn't so much to exterminate the black race, because how are you going to exterminate your slaves? How you going to exterminate the very people that you need to practice racism and white supremacy too? Again, this is all about slavery. It don't make no sense to exterminate your slaves, but you do have population control. And that's not a conspiracy theory either when we talk about population control, because even W.E.B. Du Bois, who was down with population control, different people have reasons to justify it. And I do believe in birth control, that 13, 14, 15, 16, and if you're not able to economically be able to provide for a child, I think that you should be taking certain precautions so that you don't produce a child that will be a burden to you. And I mean, it sounds bad to call a child a burden, but it can be burdensome trying to provide for a child, especially when you are unemployed or you are working, you're the working poor. I am not a woman, so I don't even get involved in really too much the birth control argument. I do have daughters, and I did have that talk with them and cautioned them about why you should wait before you start a family. Only one of them chose to wait till they were married. Still, just because you married don't mean you ready for children. I was not ready for children at 22 years old. Be honest with you. I just was not ready for that. Now, I adapted to it and did the best I could. And people tell me I did a good job in raising them. So, but, you know, again, these are things we have to take under consideration. But the eugenics movement is a real thing. And so people should not dismiss, you know, when we talk about population control outright, you know, but at the same time, if we don't have evidence to prove something, and again, I've studied this, I've never seen anybody talking about extermination. Again, how are you going to exterminate the people that you need in order to exact free labor from and free energy from? You're not going to do that. You will cull the population. Yeah, surely you'll do that. But at the same time, let's not act like population control, and that's each individual controlling themselves. I'm not advocating for people, some government board, like, for example, the one-child policy we heard about in China. I think now you can have two children. So I'm not advocating anything like that, but there are a finite number of resources on this planet. And again, if you don't have resources and you're struggling to make it, it makes absolutely no sense to bring a child into this world. So I'm pro-life, definitely, but at the same time, I'm common sense. And common sense tells me if I can't provide for a child, I have no business bringing one into this world. And I should be a responsible person and control my procreation. So, but again, on the extermination stuff, I need more evidence. I need like a video, a recording where they're talking about, we need to start these clinics so that we can exterminate black people, like Hitler was trying to exterminate the Jews, how he was trying to exterminate the feeble-minded. So how he was trying to exterminate the gypsies and anybody labeled as with the political label communists and just anybody he deemed the enemy. No, I've never seen any kind of literature like that. Although Nazism was born here in America, they came here to study their eugenics program and how they were treating black people. But America, though, knows that it cannot exterminate the very capital that it needs to remain a superpower. And that is how it became a superpower, and that's how it remains a superpower, through slavery and human trafficking. All right, next story. Jamie Dimon knows a fraud when he sees it outside of his own bank. I talked about this article earlier. This story comes to you from Wall Street on Parade.com. I think this is talking about Bitcoin, where he's calling out Bitcoin, saying it's a fraud and it could burst. And it's not like what he's saying not true. Anything that's subject to fluctuation in prices, bubbles can be created and they can burst. So we can say that about anything on the stock market, and Bitcoin is traded on the stock market. So, but Jamie Dimon knows a fraud when he sees it outside of his own bank. Jamie Dimon became chief executive officer of J.P. Morgan Chase on December the 31st, 2005. An inordinate amount of frauds have been perpetrated inside his bank since that time, none of which the eagle-eyed Dimon spotted. But Dimon said he knows a fraud when he sees one outside his bank. So again, he called Bitcoin a tulip bubble or something like that. Which I learned from Otis today, that the tulip bubble, what he was referring to was tulips. For those that know about commodities in the futures market, things like coffee, sugar, those are traded on what's called the futures market, commodities and what have you. Well, they say tulip bulbs, the flower, was the first commodified futures trading that was done like that. You know, in that area they call futures on Wall Street. So he's saying that turned out to be a fraud, and a lot of people lost a lot of money. He's saying the same thing about Bitcoin. Like I said today, you should, if you don't know how to track your investments on something as simple as a graph paper, where you can even go retrospectively and look back at past 3 months worth of past price points, daily price points, put them all on a graph paper, and then you'll see you have made your own chart, and then you try to predict whether this stock is going to go up. You're looking for trends, and you're also paying attention to people like this man, because when they say certain things like this, it can have an impact on your stock. So it's all about knowing when to get in and get out, and not being too greedy, and knowing what you can afford to lose. Okay, if you can't afford to lose $1,000 investment, don't invest it. All right, but you can, if you get in and you see that you're making some gains, you double your money, and then you seeing that then you lost $500, you might be happy with a $500 gain. Get out and sell the stock. So it's just all about paying attention. But yeah, JP Morgan, also major player in the underwriting of private prisons, and does plan his role, his company, as the CEO of JP Morgan in 21st century slavery and human trafficking. Next story is Netanyahu's son, a neo-Nazi. Talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, who is also, I think, under criminal investigation for bribery or something like to that effect, political bribery. But his son had posted some neo-Nazi type images and memes and stuff to Facebook, and now the white supremacist terrorists over here in America is claiming him as one of his own. And what's so ironic, you know, whenever you talk about what they call anti-Semitism, which I don't believe exists, because of Semitic, when you're talking about Semites, you're talking about a family of Hebrew Asiatic languages known as the Semitic languages. And so you're saying somebody's anti-language, they don't like Hebrew or any of the Arab language that are also classified as Semitic, as Semites. Yes, Arabs are classified as Semites, and Arabic is a Semitic language, one of them. And so, you know, I don't buy into that term because it's incorrect. So, but those who hate Jews and persecute Jews, which is a religion, these are adherents to religion. Jews are not a race. These are white people, the ones that are in power in Israel. You got some black Jews too, mostly Ethiopians living in Israel. Okay. But the ones who are dominant and emulating the United States is these what they call Ashkenazi Jews. Yes, the last four letters do spell N-A-Z-I, Nazi. I don't know if that's just a coincidence. I don't know. I have to look it up again, what Nazi really means. But these people, most of the people in Israel, they are Germanic. If you want to talk about nationality, they are European. If you want to talk about DNA, and they have converted to Judaism. So, but when you look at that history, I'm not a Holocaust denier. Lots of people were murdered by the Nazis, including white people classified as Jews. But then for their descendants, and possibly, you know, some of them were alive or may have been children at the time. And now they have Nazi-like policies that they're practicing, not just against the Palestinians, but also against the Ethiopian Jews. They're Jewish brothers and sisters, and forcing them sisters, them Jewish sisters with their black skin, to take Depo-Provera, and wasn't telling them what it was. And this is something that the news media and the corporate stream media in Israel has admitted to. Its government has admitted to. Cut that Ethiopian Jewish population in half in under 10 years. Cut their birth rate down, I meant to say. Intentionally did that. That's genocide. That's Margaret Sanger type stuff there, man. Population control. But they don't get, so now, you know, I don't see it as contradictory that this young man would express Nazi-like views or use Nazi-like imagery, because at the end of the day, we're talking about a set of political policies, government-implemented policies of genocide and racism and discrimination and just all-around human rights violations. So that's the story there. Next story, this will be the last story, and then, because I do, well, actually, we don't take a break until the top of the hour, but do want to turn it over to Brother Davis. Again, it is Wednesday, Wise Wednesday, right here on Tando Radio Show. This is Scotty sitting in for Brother Dave, who is attending to some business. So this article comes to you from the Washington Times. Climate change science activists want punishment for skeptics. Calls to punish global warming skepticism as a criminal offense have surged in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey and Irma, but it hasn't discouraged climate scientists like Judith Curry, a retired Georgia Tech professor. She argued on climate, etc. And you can read the rest of that article on WashingtonTimes.com. You know what else? This falls under free speech. People want to say that these white supremacist terrorists have a right to go out there and preach their racist and terroristic ideology and convert others to it, and even have public demonstrations that are licensed by the government, and many of them even have nonprofit status. No. That was not what was intended with the passage of the Bill of Rights. That was to protect the citizens from repercussions for criticizing their government officials, elected and appointed. That was the context under that. So no, we are not going to broadly apply it. Y'all can accept it. I'm not going to accept it. I'm telling you to your face. You ain't got no right to run up on me and be talking about I'm a N-word and I deserve to be hung and killed. You might get shot because I'm going to perceive you as a threat. You have no right to threaten me. You have no right to communicate threats. That's a law on the book. It's terrorism because of the political nature of racism. So, you know, but this climate change stuff, you know, hey, it's freedom of speech. People on both sides of the issue, I have heard logical arguments from, but, you know, when you try to legislate speech in this manner, hey, somebody could be wrong about something, but just because they're wrong, it shouldn't be a crime unless, you know, unless they harm others. But anyway, I guess that's what they're trying to argue, is that these anti-climate change of scientists who do get paid by the oil companies and what have you, that it should be a crime for them to do that, because look at the devastations from the impact of this weather. Well, again, there's no consensus, in my opinion. I don't really even look deeply into the issue. I'm really concerned about slavery and terrorism. But you know, this is freedom of speech, just like how people called Republicans and Democrats want to criminalize the BDS movement, the boycott, divestment, sanction movement against Israel, trying to say we don't have a right to call. They want to criminalize people calling for the boycott of Israel, and don't buy any Israel produced products, boycott them, divest from them. If you invested in any Israeli companies, divest from them till they stop practicing white supremacy and what in the human rights violations that they are engaged in, the genocide they're engaged in. There are U.S. politicians, Hillary Clinton's one of them, and I just can't think of any right wingers, but they want to criminalize that speech. Same thing, in my opinion. This, you know, unless you out there talking about, you know, people, certain group of people deserve to be killed and hung from trees or you know, engaging in that kind of ethnic, terroristic rhetoric, then, you know, anything else to me, hey, you have a right to believe whatever you want to believe. Don't mean you're right about it, but I don't think the government should be criminalizing what your beliefs, because I have the freedom to research it myself and not believe what you say and come to my own conclusion. So, you know, somebody expressing those views don't bother me, and it definitely shouldn't be criminalized. But again, they always coming up with creative ways to put people into slavery. So, not surprising. All right, so that's what's in the news for today. At this time, we are going to turn it over to Brother Davis for Wise Wednesday. The title of today's program is, I just forgot about it that quick, because I don't even have my stuff pulled up before me. The perversion of truth. The perversion of truth. So, Brother Davis, if you dare, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you, Brother Scotty. Thank you, Brother Scotty. And brothers and sisters, I tell you, you're in for a treat. First, let's get off on a very quick note. I hope you got your pencils and piece of paper ready. I'd like you to first write down the Smith-Mute Act. Okay, and I know a lot of you may not have heard of this, but what this does, it says the United States Information and Educational Exchange Act of 1948, Public Law 80-402, this bill was reintroduced to the State Department's request to rename the Bloom Bill. Now, what's interesting about the Bloom Bill is that it was a propaganda tool. That's right. This act was the first introduced by Carl E. Moot, a Republican from South Dakota. And what he was trying to do was basically legislate authorization of some of the activities conducted by the U.S. Departments of State, commonly known as public diplomacy. The act was the first to introduce into Congress for one reason and one reason alone: to feed propaganda to the American people. Do your due diligence, y'all, because this is about to get fired up. You see, the reason why the news services do not bring you the news is because they're no longer working for we the people. They work for corporate interests. And corporate interests that have influence over our government. And there's a lot of influence to exercise. So let's look at some of that influence on this minute level, okay? Let's start with a company that everybody's heard the name of, Monsanto. Monsanto was a corporation that really was a obscot nobody. What is an obscot nobody? It started, back in the early 50s. And it literally had no main position. And when I say had main position, they were doing a lot of different things just to make money. the government opened the door to them when he said, you know, we really would like to have something that would allow us to cut down on the jungles of Vietnam so that we could literally seek the enemy. That's a personal part of my life, so I can identify with that. Well, they came up with a chemical called Agent Orange. And what Agent Orange was to do was it was to kill the dense foliage so that the jungles could be thinned and the enemy could be exposed. Well, it did that to a certain degree, but it did worse to the people that were there. I'm quite sure you all heard the term Agent Orange. And Agent Orange was a defoliant that literally brought destructive to the human system. A lot of my brothers in arms were victimized by Agent Orange. And to this day, many of them still suffer from the result of that experience. You see, that was one of the things that the government knew for a long time but never wanted to expose. So you have to understand the importance of that act. This is why I had to bring it out to you in this manner, because if the Smith-Moot Act was to suppress the government information and to give you the propaganda the way they want you to understand it, do you think that they only do that in terms of one thing? So let's go back to Monsanto. There's no corporation ever in history that had a law designed that you could not pursue any penal or reimbursement for loss. So if you found out that someone in your family died because of the being consuming the Monsanto's product, literally you couldn't even sue them. Which brings us to their next dangerous concept of, for those of you who haven't heard of it, it's called glyphosate. Glyphosate is what's called Roundup. Roundup kills plants exclusively. The FDA pushed this Roundup right on through. And when you want to know why, you got to look at the FDA and see how many people who are connected to Monsanto's now hold positions in the FDA. Once again, if you don't know, they're not telling you, because they have that right to give you any propaganda they want. So, it gets deeper, y'all. Because now they got a new drug. And this new drug is supposed to be more terrifying than the previous drug. Now, the reason why I'm pointing this out to you is because the figures of the last research of the local grocery stores found that there was this glycine in 90% of processed foods. That's right. 90%. And I don't want you to just take my word for it. Do you have your pencils and pieces of paper? Write this down. GMOs revealed. This is a 9-part series put out by some of the smartest minds in the medical field doing research on the damage of the internal body. Oh, we've all heard of high blood pressure and heart disease and diabetes, and you need to really look at each one of these episodes very, very closely. Because your body is being inundated on a microbial level. Now, what does that mean? That means that the microbes that build the cell, the living cell inside your body, these microbes are being inundated with this glycine. And literally, it is doing damage on a scale that we are just beginning to realize. Write this down. ResponsibleTechnology.org. This is a learning tool that will give you a greater understanding of the GMO history and the process. Why do I say that? Because literally GMOs revealed is revealing to you the technological end of what is going on in your body when you consume this stuff. And for those people who don't know, I don't care what you eat that's processed, it's in it. So if you got baked products, it's in it. You get this? You got pasta, it's in it. If you have anything made with a grain, there's a great, great possibility it's in it. We must take back the responsibility of what goes in our mouths, because guess what? Nobody is going to tell you the truth. You know what they want you to say? They want you to focus on the taste. How does it taste? Oh, it tastes so good. Because the taste has nothing to do with nutrition. Once again, they're not exposing you to anything that has to do with the construction, because guess what? They want your money too. And for you to be informed, you are going to seriously consider how you spend your money. And the design that we are under now, the propagation of programming, is designed to keep you in an emotional state. You know why? Because when you're in an emotional state, you release your resources easier. I know some of y'all are saying, oh, not me. Yes, you do. You too. All of you people who think that you're beyond the programming, you are not. You are a walking portfolio of programming. And this has been done by design, because once again, they do not have to tell you what they're doing. Any of you that have been on our webpage has seen everything from antennas that have the ability to fry your brain from a distance to everything that we could find on the destruction of life as we know it. That's right. You see, these processes, and listen to me very carefully, these processes alter the universal laws of life. Yes, there are universal laws that every living thing lives by. Every living thing. That's why you must have water. That's why you must have sun. That's why you must have nutrition. That's why the nutrition that you must have must grow as a living source of nature. Because it's already been designed to fulfill your nutritional needs, because that is the purpose that it serves in its creation. We have gotten distant from who we are spiritually, and guess what? That is causing us to die. This ain't no joke, y'all. This ain't just happening to you. Before I became intelligent enough to collate the information I was getting, and my wife was coming to me and saying, you know what, baby, did you read this? And I'm saying, no, did you read this? And all of a sudden, our conversations began to elevate ourselves. And guess what? She decided to take action. Why do I say she decided to take action? Because you know the role that a woman plays when they go out and do the grocery shopping and that sort of thing and cook the meals. Well, she decided that at that point, she was going to be more knowledgeable. She was going to go out and buy those things that had nothing to do with any of these processes that contaminate our food. Oh, but it gets deeper. Because, you know, there are linings in cans, that's right, that are estrogen-based. Estrogen-based linings. Yeah, you see in every can you see out here, from the beer can to the cookie can, are estrogen-based lining. It's a steal. Oh, they gave it big props in the very beginning, because at that particular time, they didn't have to expose the truth to the public. But through our due diligence, we found out that estrogen lining literally is feminizing men. And it's causing their bodies to go through changes in which they are producing areas of reconstruction that they have no idea is going on. That's why you see men with boobs and that sort of thing. Because this stuff is hidden in the packaging process. And those are the things that we know about. That's why that so-called plastic bottle, they have letters on them now to tell you which one of these bottles contain a certain degree of petroleum in them, petroleum-based or oil-based product. That's right. Because the longer something is in that, the more inundated or contaminated it becomes with the material or the plastic. I hope y'all was sincere about having a pencil, piece of paper in front of you so you can write this down. Because I'm going to tell you something about revelation in case you don't know it. Revelation means nothing to someone unless that person has the revelation. I know a lot of you out there got the revelation. You got high blood pressure. You got diabetes. If you don't have it, you know somebody that does, possibly a loved one. You may not realize it, but there's a whole lot more going on. So, let's give you a little preview of the next hour. We're going to talk about HARP. HARP is the reconstruction of weather. We tried to dress it to be something else, but in reality, that's what it is. So they're telling you they control the weather. Sadly enough, we've had some crazy storms lately. It gets deeper. Do you realize they have plasma clouds? Yes, excuse my dog in the background. I'm training her. She's young. But these plasma clouds are designed to block the sun. Now, why would someone need to block the sun unless there was something else going on they did not want you to know? And that, what else is going on? Is that going to be a positive thing for you, or is it going to be a destructive thing for you? And why do I say a thing for you? Because right now, even the food you eat is artificial. Oh, I know some of y'all. Oh, yeah, I eat the artificial, but the imitation. They make it sound nice. Imitation crab meat. Imitation potato salad. Imitation mayonnaise. So it's imitating something that is natural. Then what is it? Is it nutritious for your body? Does it give your body nutrients that will help it build? See, we got to ask the questions now, because guess what? The plan is greater than our circumference of knowledge. This is not one group of people who are implementing this. These are organizations of the same substance that branched out. They built foundations. I know this is probably blowing your mind, but the truth is, you have totally lost control. Why do you think money is such a powerful tool? And I say tool because you can get as much of it as you can the way you write in a righteous way. Some of it do another way. Then you could use it to your advantage to achieve what it is that you want. But on the other hand, you don't see it as a tool. Some people see it as a god. So that means they will do anything to get it, for it, and to have it. So we're going to examine a lot of these things in the next hour. And I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. I'm just beginning to open the door. Right now on YouTube, they have a trailer called GMOs Revealed. If you want to really see the destruction of what's going on in your body, you need to take the time sometime between the night and tomorrow and look at that trailer, and then go out and see how many of those 9 videos that go into every aspect of the destruction of GMOs. And you need to be diligent. It's on the Wise Wednesday. I'm trying to be very cool about this because I'm going to tell you, some of the stuff I came across, I was shocked and I was hurt. Because now I got grandchildren. My grandchildren got to be exposed. And I'm going to try to put a little bit more control over my, about the next half hour. We come back from the break. It's Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and the whole thing I want you to understand is this show is about the bamboozling of truth. Taking the counterfeits and uncovering falsehood. Demonstrating that I am not doing anything that you cannot do yourself. And this is how we will survive in these circumstances. Because if you don't, and hear me clearly, you will surely die. And they know that. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones. We're going to go to a break. And after the break, we'll be back and we'll pick up what we left off. and I'm going to try to put a little bit of more control over my animal friend here. So, Brother Scott, if you want to take it, thank you.
Program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Brother Davis?
Hey, I'm here, brother. The U.S. Naval Research, I got caught in my mute mode there. The U.S. Naval Research Lab, NRL, researchers, physics, and engineers from the plasma. This is wow. This from the plasma physics division are working on high frequency active aerial research program. That's what HARP is. Transmitting facility, which literally charges the atmosphere with ionic isotopes, and then it blasts them with lasers in order for them to explode. This is cloud seeding on a level that is far beyond our comprehension, because they focus on making sure they're good at it. You see, these people weaponize everything. They don't want you to know what the truth is, or they would tell you what's happening with Fukushima every day. Oh, y'all surely didn't predict Fukushima, because that's still spilling 400,000 gallons of radioactive waste into the Indian Ocean every day. And guess what? I mean, the Pacific Ocean every day. And guess what? It's dead. That's right. The Pacific Ocean is dead. And we can't think for 1 minute that if they don't think that that is important enough to tell us, that they sure are not going to think it's important enough to inform us how deadly it is. Right now, they've introduced genetically modified salmon into the natural salmon run area. Those of you who know about natural salmon spawn every year in the discrete lakes of, should I say, Oregon, Washington State, up in upstate New York, off of Lake Erie. You see, when these salmon, they run all year, and they out in the oceans. But one certain time of year, they always migrate back to where they were born, and they leave their eggs. Well, now they introduce genetically modified salmon, and these salmon are 7 to 10 times bigger than the natural salmon. And they even farming these salmon. So when you go there and you see a great price on salmon, don't think that that's a salmon. That's a wild caught salmon. No, that's a farm salmon. And we don't know what that's going to do to our bodies once it's in us. You know why? Because it's been a designed fish. I'm going to get deeper, but I'm trying to build you up to where I'm going. And see, they're doing this with fruits and vegetables and have been doing it for years. So, to give you an idea, the first genetically modified, one of the first genetically modified vegetables which was before genetic modification really came into being, was the carrot. The carrot is not natural. It was a blend of seeds. You see, on the lowest scale, what they would do is splice seeds and put the seeds together, and those seeds would then be planted, because there has to be an element of the universal laws applied to all of this deception. Okay? And when it's not applied, there has to be something that takes place that initiates the natural law. So what do I mean by that? I mean, take, for instance, seedless fruits and vegetables. They start in a dish. Then they must be planted in the ground, and that's when the universal law kicks in, because the universal laws are automatic. That's what gives life. But it's not giving life to these things. It's maintaining the order of its natural process. So these people go out and they genetically modify this stuff, and they tell you it's good for you. But what they don't tell you is that they wanted to make a tomato with stronger skin. So what do? They crossbred the DNA of a tomato with the DNA of a silkworm, because silk is so strong. Then they modified it and modified it and modified it to get it to a point with which you would not identify. And guess what? Many of us don't. And don't be surprised, because they did the same thing with chicken. That's why KFC can no longer say Kentucky Fried Chicken. They say KFC. Don't take my word. Look it up. But KFC is selling what is called a modified generic of chicken. Oh, it tastes like chicken. And actually, in some cases, it looks like chicken. And understand how I said that. In some cases, it looks like chicken. But you notice how they've gone slowly. They're changing your process of eating chicken with a bone to eating boneless chicken. Are y'all getting it? You see, what you think is good tasting chicken may not be chicken at all. And here's one for these people who just hear things and not know for sure. Yes, there's over 1 million pounds of rat meat found in boneless chicken. Well, I ain't gonna tell you that, because that requires a certain degree of due diligence. Remember, they are practicing the propaganda process. My brothers and sisters, I hope you are ready, because now the state has a right, and they're making this law, be a better parent than you. Now, let me say that again so you get some clarity. Let me say it ghetto style. They taking your kids, y'all. See, when you go to a hospital now and have a child, what you don't know is that they're
joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
What is good for the American people? We have to understand the purpose that we play. Okay. We have to understand the purpose that we play in order that we could play that role tomorrow. But can you hear me now, Eric? Is that better? Can you hear me now? I'm having a little technical problem here. You can't get it. I'm working with it. But the reason why I'm pointing all this here out to you, my brothers, is because we're at a stage now where we must take control. And taking control. control. That means that we must see the problem.
Okay, we seem to be having some technical issues with this conference line, which is becoming a problem. So bear with me as I get us reconnected.
Joining conference now. This conference is being recorded by the organizer.
What? And in doing so, you must look at that in every aspect. Not even just your food, but your clothing too. Because guess what? Some of the stuff that the Chinese are sending over here, I don't understand why this is going like this, but...
What's the problem, Brother Davis? Because we can hear you.
Some of the stuff... Can you hear me now?
We can always hear you.
Hello?
If somebody is listening, if somebody else is trying to listen to the radio stream and they're telling you they can't hear you, that's because we're having technical issues. But the conference is still going, so just continue.
Okay. We must understand the importance of the role that we play and take that seriously. And the reason why we must take that role seriously is because the costs are greater. Our children and our grandchildren are at risk. And if we don't move, we're going to be victimized by our indecision. What is important is determined by us. I haven't gotten to some of the things yet, so let me keep moving. I want you to also understand that this is happening on every level. Our land literally is being victimized. The new laws now give government and private industry the right to take anything they want from you. Oh, they're not telling you that, they're just doing it. You can see that with the way black people are treated in the streets. They have no, there is no constitution as we know it. They don't want to say that, but I'm going to be truthful with you. If it was, we would see it being demonstrated, and we're not. And the reason why we're not seeing it being demonstrated is because literally it doesn't exist for us people, as black people. The sad part about it is that I keep hearing people say, well, we got a right to this, you got a right to that. Listen, they just passed a law, they can bust into your house whether you're home or not. But what are your rights there? The only real right that you have is if you go out here and buy yourself a weapon and become exactly what they want you to be. And the reason why I say become exactly what they want you to be, because they want you to go out here and do something stupid. They want you to be emotional. Now, I'm not saying don't go out here and get a weapon. Just don't be emotional about it. Don't show it unless you're ready to use it, and don't let nobody know you have it. Simple rules. Because it takes away your element of surprise when everybody knows what you got. That's why the government literally is doing what it's doing now. They got everything to back themselves up. Naturally, you've never read the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act took away some of your rights. Then that came out in the Obama era, and then during the Obama era, the National Authorization Defense Act came out, which literally dismantled more of your rights. And see, a lot of you don't know what posse comitatus is. Posse comitatus was a law that was designed so that no military action could be taken against civilian personnel. That is out the window. See, we have to become abreast of the changes so that we can become more enforced about what we need in order to survive.
I have a question, Brother Davis.
Yes, Brother Scott, come with it.
On that posse comitatus, now that piece of legislation was passed like after the Civil War, right?
Absolutely.
I think that was passed to help kill Reconstruction because you had black military U.S. Army troops who were stationed in the South to protect emancipated victims of slavery and free black people from terrorism, from white terrorism, the stuff that we's talking about seeing in the news today. And so I believe that was the intent. It wasn't the intent to protect the American people. I believe, this is my belief, other people may have other information, and that's cool. But my belief is that was passed because you had black troops occupying the South, protecting black people and enforcing their human rights. That's why I think they passed that. And I would not be against that being brought back today. They, whatever they need to get rid of these racist terrorists out here, that are terrorists in every literal sense of the word, I would have a problem with it. If I was in the military, I would love to be deployed to get to put down some of these ghosts of the Confederacy. So that was my question. You answered it. I thought it was after the Civil War, and that's why I think they put that in place.
You may very well be right, but now we are living in a new era, and that literally affects more than just those black people at that time. That affects a new era of human beings, a new era of technology, and a new era of government. So we have to wake up to the fact of how it's going to affect us as the populace of the new era.
Because, you have a call, by the way.
Some people don't fail to realize. These things are not directed directly at us as a people. Now they're directed at the whole public, the whole populace. So now right. It affects everybody.
See, right. But we got to right. Tell them, Brother David.
Okay. Well, come on, brother. You want to add to the show?
No, I was just saying, tell them, Brother David. You tell them. Because see, okay, listen. When they hear him talking about the 1%, where do you think you fit in? Do you think you're part of the 1%? See, these other people have a misconception that they're above this, but they're right in here. They're part of the 99% of the population that's supposed to be wiped out. I didn't know I was on the mic either, Brother Davis. I'm sorry about that, man.
But that's right. Okay, brother. Come on with it.
I'm sorry. Peace, people. I'm sorry. The Posse Comitatus also, they're not supposed to have foreign troops on our land. These foreign troops, back in the old days when they had them on your land, you would have to billet these troops. When I say you have to billet them, that means you feed them, they take everything from you.
Well, that's in the Constitution, Brother Braggs.
You billet them. They stay in your house.
That's in the Bill of Rights, though. That's talking about where you can't be forced to quarter or soldier somebody. But the Posse Comitatus, what Brother David's talking about, he's talking about where the regular United States military, that's not talking about the National Guard, what they have today, and you might as well call the police a doggone military force, but that's where regular army, you know, could not be deployed to, let's say, the L.A. riots or something, the L.A. rebellions, I meant to say. Like when I was over there asking my fellow soldiers when I was stationed in Hawaii if they called us out to put down this rebellion in L.A. of our fellow black folks that look like you and me, if that captain that give us an order and live rounds to fire on our own people, what you gonna do? That's a question. And so again, we are right to discuss these things, Brother Davis, but these people can have all the designs that they want to have and write up all these contingencies or what have you, but it still requires the participation of the masses. So if you raised a child that was in the military, because my answer to that was no, I wouldn't have fired on my own people if I was in the military. I'd have blew his head off for giving me an unlawful order. So that's why I guess, critical thinking isn't really taught. But these are our children. When we talk about these people, the military coming here occupying the U.S. military, whether it's against the law or not, that's us. That's our children. That's my cousins. That's my uncles. That's my dad. That's me. You know? So it's up to us to follow any kind of orders that they give us that's crimes against humanity. We can turn them guns right on them. But that's not the mentality that's allowed to be promoted through the universe.
Right. You're absolutely right.
Yes, sir, just let me run this off right quick. I got this. I'm sitting here with this is where I'm coming from. I'm coming from Conspiracies and Secret Societies, The Complete Dossier, Brad Stiegler and Sherry Stiegler. I just want to read you Posse Comitatus. Posse Comitatus believe that all governments should be rooted at the count, at the country, rather than the federal level. Posse Comitatus means power of the country. The original Posse Comitatus Act was passed by Congress in 1878 to prevent federal troops from enforcing community laws or from acting as police officers. In the days of the Old West and the Reconstruction era after the Civil War, the Army often became involved in traditional police action. The Posse Comitatus Law was passed to remove the Army from civilian law enforcement and to return it to its role of defending the nation's borders.
That's them black troops. That's them black troops. That's them black troops. Because police were terrorists. They were the Klan back then. And so that was to remove them black troops that Ulysses S. Grant was using to go after them terrorists.
And see, you got to remember, too, what you're saying, too. Also, remember, Abraham Lincoln, he was back to Africa. He was part of the Libyan movement to send you to Africa. And people keep missing. I don't know why they keep missing, particularly here, freedom fighter. But just let me finish, and I'm going to get out your way. In the 1970s, retired Army Colonel William Potter Gill formed a group of armed anti-tax and anti-federal government survivalists who agreed with his political philosophy that all government power should be rooted at the county rather than the federal level. Posse Comitatus members resist paying taxes because the federal government is controlled by Jews. Some members won't even apply for driver's license because to do so would be to submit to an illegal, subversive authority. The posse soon attracted Klan members and other anti-Semitics, including David Duke. This intermittently active, loosely organized group of anti-government agitators and avowed followers of Christian Identity received nationwide attention in 1983 when Posse member Gordon Kai murdered two federal marshals who had come to arrest him for a parole violation in connection with a conviction for non-payment of taxes. Kai became a fugitive and was later killed in a shootout with Arkansas law enforcement officers. In October of 1987, Posse found member Porter Gill and four associates from the California-based Committee of the States were convicted of threatening the lives of Internal Revenue Service agents and a Nevada state judge. Since the federal prison in January 1988, Gill died in April of that year at the age of 71. In 1991, an identity minister and posse leader based in Michigan, James Wickstorm, was convicted of scheming to distribute $100,000 counterfeit bills to white supremacists at the 1988 Aryan World Congress. While he was doing time in prison, Wickstrom transferred his leadership position to Mark Thomas, an identity preacher from Pennsylvania. Wickstrom was released from prison in 1994 and remains involved in the Posse movement by operating a website. Arthur Keyes, who assumed the leadership of Aryan Nations in 2005, still maintains a significant role in Posse Comitatus and believes that the group will bring the United States back under God's law. What the Posse Comitatus believes, Northern European whites are true chosen people referred to in the Bible. Jews are members of Satan's synagogue. African Americans and other peoples of color are subhuman mud races. Abortion is capital murder, punishable by death. Taxes should not be paid to the Zionist occupied government that controls the United States. The present government should be replaced with identity-based theocracy. And that's the end of that. And I just wanted to, because see, we always hear Posse Comitatus, but you got to know where it came from. It came from these radical, extremist Klansmen. I don't know what you want to call them, but I call Klansmen because of that flag they run. When they run that rebel flag, that's a British flag. That's against the United States. They treasonous. They're against the United States. But I'm through babbling. Peace, guys.
Absolutely, brother. Great add-on. And guess what? To that, I want you to also understand that we are still under British rule. That is a lot
yes,
of people
yes,
why
sir.
That flag is where we are there. But see, once again, these things are not discussing openly. And the sad part about it is that there's a lot of things that you still don't know that is happening to you. You see, the systems are starting to support each other. The food industry is supporting the medical industry that is supporting the pharmaceutical industry, which is supporting the industrial industry, which is actually no longer used as the term industry. It's called technology now. So everything is advancing. So these laws have to also advance. They might have been designed for one specific thing in the beginning, but as society moves on, and as we begin to evolve to what is considered to be a greater level of intelligence, which actually is a greater level of immorality, We have become victimized by the ignorance that we display by not doing the basic things that our parents and our great-grandparents die trying to get. How many of you read a book every day? How many of you go out and do something with your hands? How many of you grow your own food? These were the foundational things that our forefathers literally wanted us to be able to master so that we can supply our own need. But yet, we have been so victimized by these so-called technological advances that we fail to realize the only thing advancing is the money out of our pockets and the time that we would spend to build on who we are. We're giving it away to the world like we're an amusement park, and all we are there for is to give them money and ride the ride. How many people are paying $300, $400, $500, $600 for a cell phone? Because of the opportunity it gives them to go other places and converse, or maybe a new camera. These are tools that literally lure you into a state of falsehood. And the sad part about it is we're taking this hook, line, and sinker like everybody's a walking fish. And all you want to do is get caught by one thing or another. You know what really irks me when I see these things on? Oh, we're having a party for what's the shows on TV now? I can't even think of it. They kind of get under my skin so much. The Power or Emperor or whatever? Empire. They have Empire parties. Now, first of all, the Empire characters are literally pseudo-based. What does that mean? That means that's based on how they perceive black people to act and how black people want other people to see them, how to be in care of the money they get. So therefore, all of that sensationalism is transplanted in the mental faculties we need them to operate into. That's why they can't come together. They're too busy watching the NFL, the NBA, Empire, NBC, ABC, FX. All of these things are tools that are victimizing us from being the great people that we are to being what you see. And if you don't think it's bad, look at Houston. Did you see the video on the Facebook where the woman was saying, yeah, these people, the rescuers, they're coming in to help people, but they ain't helping us. They ain't helping black people. That is our responsibility that we have neglected because we got so caught up in this other crap. And then when we do see brothers who are doing something, that's where we should put our resources, because you can see what they're doing. It gets under my skin when I see somebody come to, I'm so-and-so from the professional such-and-such, and we play in the NFL, and we're going to give $25,000 to the Red Cross. What did the Red Cross do with the money from Katrina? What did they do with the money from Haiti? What are you going to give money to a corporation that's already told you that we're the highest-paid official corporation charity in the world? They are taking the money and paying themselves. Don't give your money to people who are just going to steal from you. Because literally, you have been following the path of deception that you have been placed on due to the programming. We must wake up, my brother, sister. We must start our own guards. Hey. We must get together in those city blocks that are not being used and demand that the city allow you to go in there and clear them blocks, turn that soil, and you put seed in the ground so that you can save $500-$600 a year by growing what you can eat and know what you are eating because you're growing it. We need to put water purification systems. I didn't even get to artificial water yet. Artificial water is a big business, y'all. And guess what? Yep. You drink it every day. You know why you drink it? Because literally you're tapping into the faucet. But those people who think, oh, that water tastes so good, you don't have no idea how many chemicals it took to make that water taste like that. So what you're doing in your system? This isn't speculative speech. Do your due diligence. All you got to do is Google artificial water. They tell you how to set up to get it into your body. My brothers and sisters, coming up on another break. If you buy your phones, this is time to make your phone calls. Why? Because if the phone call could give you the questions that you need answered out there, then when you put them out here on this radio show, you literally allow everybody that has a symptom or a solution to be able to converse with their, whether it's on that radio show or their contact handles webpage. You give them an avenue to get you the information that you may need to be in your circumstance. So, after the break, be by your phone. Brother David, come on, Quincy. Brother David!
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, we're back. I left off with the concept of artificial water, and the reason why I wanted to do that was because I want you to think about it for a minute. Do you think that all of the water that runs through your system is all fresh spring water? It is not. That water's been cycled a number of times. You have no idea of how many drugs that is in the water that you drink, how many opioids that has been in the water that you drink, how many of the birth control pills that are in the water that you drink. I'm talking about these are subject to all of the same aspects of what the original drug does. Sure, it's been watered down and diluted, but it's all in the water supply. And that's why they don't discuss the water supply openly in any public forum. Did you hear me? Any public forum. Because if you got a microbiologist to take a sample of your water, do you realize by the time he got back to you, there may be at least 100 to 150 different chemicals or drugs or substances or feces that have been a part of the process that may not have gotten totally eliminated, but it's still coming through your spigot? Sad part about it is that this isn't in just one area of the country. This is all over the country. This is why you hear people talk about the infrastructure of the country needs to be given a priority. But you know what? These people who are in control, you know, but I don't think anybody around Trump is worth less than $2 or $3 billion. They don't drink that stuff. Do you think they really care if it kills you or not? They don't drink it. So if you're not doing the due diligence to at least go out your way to make sure that you're drinking as purified, the best pure water that you can get, then who's the victim here? I'm going to tell you, you're fortunate if you live close to the mountains, because there's always, in most cases, especially in the Northeast and in the South, there are areas in which spring water literally drips out the mountains. It might have been 40, 50, 60 days finding its way through that mountain with everything it's going through, purifying it by the time it drops out at the bottom. And look, don't take my word for it. When you get a chance to go to a place that has spring water, and in South Carolina, there's several of them, and I know there's several of them in North Carolina, and you put that jug under, that spring water is regularly at the same temperature year-round, and the taste is so refreshing. The people go there with 5 and 10 gallon containers and fill it up and come back before that container is empty so they can have more. They're not doing this because their best water that they can get comes from their city system. No, they're doing it because they know that that water has been purified by nature. It's been filtered through the oldest known filtering system in the world. So don't take my word for it. These places exist. And sometimes they exist where you least expect them. Because I'm going to tell you something. Where I live in South Carolina, we happen to have access to one of these type of places. And now they're becoming, so the more public knows about them, the more they're visited. There's one place we go down there, there's several places that we know of, but there's one place we go down there, we always have to wait. We have to wait in line to get good quality water because other people know it. This is our responsibility, y'all, and we must rise. And if we don't rise, we decide, we allow them to victimize us. Literally. We need to be able to get together and say those people who don't have money, they got to be able to put in another way. Maybe it's labor. Maybe it's the construction of planning boxes. But we have to do something, because if we don't, the people who are victimized are us. I'm telling you from personal experience. I have built planner boxes. I have built tunnels. I have just hauled dirt and put it into planner boxes so it could be. Listen, these tasks seem menial, but you know what? These are the tasks that are needed in order to ensure a healthy quality of food to eat. If you build your own filtering system, it's going to require work. Yeah, you're going to have to get some coal. Yeah, you're going to get some stone. Yeah, you're going to have to get some dirt. And I would suggest rich dirt. And I would mix some straw with that dirt. And you might have to stack it 2 or 3 times and see it go through layers. And then you have to drip it through. So by the time it gets to the bottom, it's well filtered. So it ain't going to run like a faucet. No. It ain't like you just turn it on and turn it off. No, it's not. And for those of you who are catching water, rainwater nowadays, you need to realize this. That needs to be filtered too. It's not the rain it used to be. Now they're putting, I told you earlier, they're putting plasma in the clouds. The reason why they're putting plasma in the clouds is so that they can control weather. That is unnatural. You understand? So when something's unnatural, it's going to victimize those people who utilize it as if it's a natural resource in one way or another. And it may be in such a minute way. Perfect example is somebody who may not smoke or have anything else start drinking that rainwater, and all of a sudden they find that they're getting coughs and their chest gets tight. They get asthma because these are byproducts of respiratory system that has been compromised. We have to understand the balance of life is in our hands and we must take control of it. And guess what? They're doing everything in a petri dish now. Have you seen the new artificial humans? Oh, yeah, these are dolls. Now, here's the interesting part. You would think that they would design the artificial humans so that they could serve mankind. Well, they'd serve mankind in the most debaucherous of ways. Yeah. You look them up. They got human dolls that literally tell you to have sex with them. Any way you want. Do you hear what I'm saying? They're not telling you that the result is that doll's probably analyzing everything, every fluid that comes out your body. They're not telling you that there's probably a central intelligence agency that literally is taking that information and already got you cataloged. So if somebody who's at 1% needs something and you've got a matching DNA, you could have an accident. Don't think this is strange, because this is not. And for those people who do think, oh no, that won't happen, you are foolish to believe that these people are not killing the way they're killing for a purpose. Perfect example is Chicago. You hear about it all the time. Oh, over the weekend there was 100 people that were shot. Call somebody in Chicago and ask them how many of them people you know. And you know what most of them tell me? Most cases, you know, I really don't know anybody that got shot. Now, if this is happening in Chicago every weekend or every summer, somebody got to know something. And here's the catch 22. A lot of these shots are professional. Oh, yeah. They're head shots. They're kill shots. And it's interesting about that, because guess what? That means every other organ in the body can be used. Are we getting the picture here? It is our responsibility to rise. Because when we don't, we victimize ourselves and we allow these people that are doing these things to go on scot-free and do what they want. And every area of the country is being victimized. Don't kid yourself. How many children disappeared in your neighborhood over the last year? That's right. Women and children are disappearing every day. And even in prisons, black men are dying in prisons left and right. But you know what? They don't talk about these things. That's what makes everybody's contribution so important. You understand? That's what makes abolitionism so important. That's what makes research so important. That's what makes protest so important, because we're trying to put the message out there so that at least the masses begin to realize, you know what? Maybe Johnny died of death in prison, wasn't what they told us it was. You know why they do it like that? Because they can control the story. Oh, yeah. You've heard it. Oh, how many times have you seen videos where the cops are saying, stop resisting? You could clearly see the man ain't resisting, but they're hollering, stop resisting, while they beat the crap out of him. You know why? Because they can always say, well, he was resisted. You heard me say it, stop resisting, but the video was contrary to what you were saying. And for you people who think this is a joke and it's not true, there was a brother in Newport, PA. I'll never forget it. I mean, New Bloomsville, PA. I'll never forget it. The cops pulled him over one night, beat him up because he had a wife, girlfriend. Here's the catch. He had turned his phone on, and this happened in front of a place that had a camera. So, naturally, the brother's attorney eventually woke up, went, got to the place, got the camera, and the camera's audio and video matched the audio of the brother's phone in the car. So now, all of this here stuff is on tape, and it's undisputable. Well, needless to say, the three cops that were involved in that literally got kicked off the force, like that's going to hurt them, because you know now they can go to other police forces. But the brother was compensated, and he's in court now because he didn't want to accept the compensation. He literally wants to go this whole walk. And I said, I could appreciate that. But in reality, where he lives at now, it's a total, mostly predominantly white area. And I don't know how connected he is there, but it's showing you that these things happen. And we have to expect that they're happening to more places than one. Just like the food. You must do your due diligence. Go to the responsible technology. Look at the 9 videos. Go to YouTube. Look and see what they have in videos that literally talk to the same premise that we discussed tonight. Because when you do your due diligence, you become more informed. And you now become a BRT. You're a Black Talk BTR, Black Talk Radio representative. Because guess what? You can always say, I heard it on Black Talk Radio, and I did my due diligence, and they were right. And they pointed me in the right direction. That's what I'm doing to you. I'm trying to help you find the right direction. Because some people don't want to know the truth. But those people who do is what we're responsible to. And I'm going to tell you something. It gets deeper. Because these new humans now, they're starting to design them so that they have no emotion at all. Oh, they got emotional expressions, but they have no emotion at all. So what happens when they are being able to put the intellect in them to be officers of the law? See, police don't see now what's coming because most people don't want to know the truth. So why would they want to know the truth? Think about it. But one day they will be policed by something that they never thought would happen. You know how I know? Because I got a brother-in-law who's a retired policeman, and guess what? He'll flash his ID, and guess what? It don't mean nothing now because he's no longer active. Oh, there'll be a courtesy, but that's it. The sad part about it is that a lot of times we find that we become victimized by what we desire. We desire money, what do you do for it? And the sad part about it is a lot of us are selling out. And we got to be able to paint the people out because guess what? They can be the ingredient that spoils the stew. And a lot of them are sincere, but a lot of them are not. It's our responsibility to be able to do the work so that we can supply the needs of our people ourselves. So let's keep moving, okay? Let's look at what's happening right now in California. There are fires. Fires every place. Montana, there are fires. Things are burning up. Canada, there are fires. Thousands and thousands of acres. Are you seeing any of this on the news? And if anybody out there thinks, well, maybe you're a little exaggerating, then call. Because guess what? When you look at certain places, it's all over the place. They got walls of flame. Pictures are there taken. Why aren't they telling you these things? You know why? Because over the last, since the eclipse, a lot of things have been happening that are unnatural. They don't want to quite call it paranormal, but it's not normal. And see, our responsibility is extended far beyond that because we should be informed, but we are not. I mean, you're informed because you're here on this radio show. You listen to the Black Talk Radio. So you're getting a lot of information that those people out here who don't know about Black Talk Radio are not getting. I advertise the show on my page. I even put the number in. And the reason being is because I want people to know where we at. I want people to know that this is here. Because I also know that people don't want this information out. We have to be able to put our resources together so that we keep this, because this is giving us the information that's going to open the door for us to make the next move. I had a person mention about Agenda 21. I did a show on Agenda 21. I was telling people every city has a highway system designed to go the whole way around the city to enclose the city. And each one of those cities also have a military installation close by so they can shut the city off. This is Agenda 21 that they want to call it a green project. Yeah, we want things to be green. What they're doing is they're cutting off the accesses to in and out the city. And they're telling you it's for the good of the people. And all those cities, most of those cases are being regentrified. Are y'all picking up on this? Because it's good for the people. Over the last 6 weeks, the wholesales have opened up in Harlem, New York. A Whole Foods store is a sign of regeneration on a level or on a magnitude in which they know that the demographics are changing at a very fast rate. So I listened to a few people. They said, you know, I used to live over here on 125th Street. My parents bought that house for $70,000 back in the 50s. Well, that was a lot of money then. That same house now is going for $1.5 million. What does that mean? That means the average black person can't live there. Because guess what? The payment on that house got to be a monster. On a monster, I'm talking about anything from where $10,000 to $15,000 a month. See, the sad part about it is that we don't want to open the door to our understanding. We possessed all of those things at one time, but yet now they're gone and now they're being priced out of our range. This is happening all over. So this is Agenda 21 on full effect. And don't take my word for it. Go to a city that you once been to before when it was run down. I'll tell you a perfect city to go to. Go to Washington, D.C., and then go to Baltimore. Because you see, Baltimore at one time was a beautiful city. And then all of a sudden you got the scourge of crack cocaine. And make no mistake, the government bought crack cocaine. And for those of you who haven't heard of the Iran-Contra situation with Oliver North, yeah, well, to give you a quick story, Ronald Reagan was literally having drugs brought into the country through Muncie, Arkansas. Muncie, Arkansas was picking it up by undercover agents that were taking it to downtown L.A. or central L.A. to Ricky Ross, and Ricky Ross was taught the process of rock cocaine, and that way he built a fortune and an empire based on his inability to understand that he was poisoning his people. This is what he wants you to understand. And listen, I'm not being critical, and the reason why I'm not being critical is because it's done. We have already been victimized by it. That tore Baltimore apart. I mean, literally. I mean, some of the healthy trees now couldn't pass for kindling. And that's the same way with a lot of the families. Don't think that we're in a situation that's going to change itself, because it is not. We need to do the work, because right now the reason why you see opioids getting so much attention on TV, they're trying to tell you, oh, it's opioids. No, it ain't. It's heroin. And it's not just heroin. It's heroin that's being bought in by the same people who bought in crack cocaine. And they ain't going to tell you that. You know why they ain't going to tell you that? Because then you begin to realize, you know what, there's military are guarding those poppy fields. So if the military is guarding the poppy fields, how is so much of this getting to the United States? Wake up, y'all. The 1% who's making a fortune off of us are starting to pick countries they want to go to war with. You know why? Because those countries have mineral resources they want. And before you know it, the Vatican speaks up. Oh, yes. We are the religious arm. Well, guess what? They serve the same interests. We have to take control. And when taking control, that means that we have to do what is required of us. We got to collate with programs, plans, and programs that are going to work for us in our communities and build outwardly. Bring as many in that are willing to come in and do the work. If they're not willing to come in and do the work, you have no great responsibility to them. Am I saying live with them in the cold? No. But just some questions that you're going to have to answer yourself one day. This is Brother Davidson. We're here on the Wise Wednesday. I try to lay a lot of things out for y'all real quickly, because I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole lot more information. There's a whole lot more information. I didn't get to the educational system. I didn't get to the politics, because there's so much involved in that. But you have to just right now to be empowered to go out here and make a difference where you are. It's an old saying, start where you stand. And that's all I'm saying. I'm giving you enough information so that you can start where you stand. My brothers and sisters, I've learned over the years, and but I don't have to know you to love you. And love doesn't have to be words. Love can be in action, just like you're getting right here. It is me giving you a part of what I have learned through this action. I'm showing you a love for you that if you just encompass some of what was said here tonight, you can improve your quality of life. We're coming up on the last minute of the show. I'm hoping I can get some calls in. I hope you've learned something from it. If not, then please come check my webpage, my Facebook page from time to time. We're always putting good information. Go to Tando Radio. We're always putting good information. Go to Black Talk Radio. They're always putting good information, and they're also putting their programming in there so you can see what's coming up. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I try to give it all to you fast. To me, it's been a blast. I appreciate the contributions of Brother Scotty, Brother Braggs, and all of those people out here who were thinking about making a decision but didn't yet. The time is coming, and when it does, I hope I'm a part of that process. Brother Scotty, I appreciate you, man, and Brother Davis is out.
All right, appreciate you, Brother Davis, as well. Well, we're going to keep it short. I do need to take care of some technical things behind the scenes so I can get everything prepared for New Abolitionist Radio, which will be on at the top of the hour. That'll be 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time right here on the Black Talk Radio Network. So we'll momentarily shut down our systems, and we'll be right back online, so don't go anywhere. Brother Braggs, did you want to chime us out? Let me check the board. Yeah, he's there. Brother Braggs, you want to chime us out, sir? Can't hear you, Brother Braggs. Okay, something. Brother Braggs, you there? All right, Brother Braggs has something going on, so we won't be chiming out today, but we will be back on air with Tando Radio Show.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now, Brother Braggs.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I couldn't get it to function. I got it now, though. I'm here.
All right.
I'm going to take you all home, bro. Peace, peace.
All right, peace, peace.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give you a call, too, so I want to get on Black Talk. I know you wasn't talking to me directly, but I feel you, no doubt. I'm going to get with you. Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called...